Today is the 13th of February. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here today. I think it's fair to say that I love doing these, and I love being able to lead you and serve you in this capacity. It really gives my heart so much joy. But while I'm sitting here, actually, I am wrapped in a blanket because I am freezing cold. Like, I am cold. The heating's on in the house, but I am cold. I don't know why I needed to say that, but I just thought I'd put that out there. So if any of you are cold with me, wrap up warm, because I think it's only going to get colder before it gets warm. But anyway, we are going to continue in our worship, and our verse of the day comes from Philippians 4, verse 8. It says this: whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Dear Lord Jesus, we love and worship you for all that you have done for us. And Lord, we long to worship you in spirit and in truth, just as you told the woman at the well. Lord, we thank you for making us in your own image and for all the many blessings and benefits that you have bestowed on all those who love you. Lord, we want to surrender to you completely, to present ourselves as a living sacrifice before you each day, to take up our cross daily and present ourselves to you as a spiritual act of worship. For you alone are worthy, and you alone are Lord. Open our eyes to see you more. Open our ears to hear your still small voice, and open our hearts to worship you more and more, so that we may grow in grace and in a knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, Father, take not thy Holy Spirit away from us, but Father, we ask that you restore a right spirit within us. Yeah, restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
You know, the Bible says in Psalms 51 verse 10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Father, our prayer is that you create in us a clean heart. Father, that you renew the right spirit within us. That, Lord, as we approach your throne, that we are cleansed of any sin, that we are cleansed of any wrongdoing. Father, we come before you with a clean heart. We ask that you clean us up, O God. Why don't you just go ahead and confess your sins? Go ahead and ask God to clean you. And ask him to renew a right spirit within you, so that every time you approach his throne, every time you lay at his feet, your spirit is right.
Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, oh God.
We never want to be in a position where Jesus says, I don't know you. So Lord, please restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Father, and renew a right spirit within us. Oh Father, we come before you and say, Father, cast us not away
from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Father, the last thing we want is for you to take your Holy Spirit away from us. Father, the last thing we want is for you to withdraw your grace and withdraw your mercy. But Father, we know the kind of God you are. And so we worship you, because you are a forgiving God, you are a loving God, you are a faithful God, you are everything that we will ever need. So Father, here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say, Lord, that you are my God. The Bible says in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. The Bible says also in Romans 8:28, it says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Hope of a life spent with you. Everybody all over the world, lift your voices, say, here I am. Sing, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God, you're together lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Yeah. Humbly you came to the earth you created, for love's sake became poor. Oh, here I am to worship, yeah. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon the cross.
I'll never know, I'll never know, I'll never know how much it costs, hey, to see my sin upon the cross. Make it a bosom that I'm a sick it in a bosom. Yeg nerebo sheketerebo. We worship you, we worship you. We bow before your throne. Go on wherever you are right now, just lift your voice and worship him. Just lift your voice and worship him. Bow before him, bow before him. If you can physically do that, will you do that right now and just bow before him? If you're on the bus, if you're at work, wherever you are listening to this, just bow your hearts and just say, Lord, I will never know. I will never know, Lord, how much it cost, Father, to see my sin upon the cross. Oh, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon the cross. Oh. Go on, just take this time. Take this time to worship El Shaddai. Take this time to worship the God that woke you up this morning. Take this time. Let him speak to you. Let him speak to you. Just begin to hear his voice. Let him tell you how much he loves you. Let him tell you how much he adores you. Let him tell you how much he is proud of you. Go on, just begin to allow him to speak. Allow him to speak to you. Says, then the Lord said to him, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Oh, for this is holy ground. Oh, this is holy, 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 holy ground. So come and go on, you're standing on holy ground. Go on, just reverence him. Go on, just begin to adore him.
begin to magnify him, begin to glorify his holy name. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. So Heavenly Father, you are magnificent God, and your name is great in all the earth. You spoke the worlds into being and stretched out the heavens by the might of your great power. You have established your strength from everlasting to everlasting, and the heavens are the works of your fingers. Father, you looked down in mercy and grace on the children of men and sent the eternal Son of your love to visit us and redeem us. We rejoice in your gracious love and great compassion, and we joy in the God of our salvation. We sing your praises forever and ever, for you alone are worthy to be praised and worshipped. How excellent is your wonderful name in all the earth, and how majestic are the works of your hands. Father, we lift up our voices to proclaim you are Lord and God of our salvation, and we delight to sing praises to your holy name and to worship at your feet. Praise the Lord, O our soul, for all the many blessings you have poured out onto all those who love you. Praise the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen. So thank you for joining me today on Heart of Worship. Thank you for worshipping your King. Please continue to share and subscribe to this awesome movement. I am so excited about what God's about to do. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.